Hi there, welcome to Stop 5 of the Arbroath Smoky Trail. We're in Auchmethie. Auchmethie is first mentioned in parish records in the 13th century and would have been part of Abbot and Aberbrothick lands tied to the abbey. At the Reformation, when the church lost its hold over the estates, it passed into a series of lay hands, eventually falling to the Earls of North Esk. There was an uneasy and resentful relationship between the Earls and the very independent Auchmethie villagers, who were mainly farm workers and fisherfolk. The Earls considered the village all their property and the population his serfs. This led to a famous court case in the early 17th century, the outcome of which set the tone for the relationship between the Earl and the people of Auchmethie. Auchmethie, with its natural harbour, has supported a fishing industry long before Arbroath was seen as the main place for the fishing fleet. It's said that ships and raiders from Scandinavia, the Norsemen, often came to its shores and indeed settled here. The names Spink and Swanky may hark back to that time. In fact, it was many years before these names ever appeared in any parish records inland. These settlers may well have brought their own ways of preserving their catch, including smoking the haddock over a whiskey barrel, a method still used in Scandinavia today. Whatever the real story, the one thing history is sure of is that this method of smoking the fish originated in Auchmethie. In the late 18th century, there was a steady migration of fisherfolk and their boats from Auchmethie into Arbroath, where better housing and ease of distributing and selling the fish was an attractive draw. Of course, they took their techniques with them, and the smoky then began to be known as the Arbroath smoky. This mistake stuck and was later put in stone by a patent protecting the name, the Arbroath smoky. The biggest attraction here is the enduring wild beauty. The shore, cliffs, caves, and the small village huddled on top of those cliffs. The pebble beach and cliffs are not only attractive, but of great scientific interest to those interested in the geology and natural history of our world. Look out to sea to spot the dolphins, which regularly play on waters off the shore, and colourful puffins, which nest on the cliffs. At the top of the stairs up from the shore is the Outlook. Very ordinary lean-to building where over the years the fisherfolk would have looked out for boats coming home. They didn't always come home. Fisherfolk were all too aware of the risks of their trade, but the industry was part of their culture and was a source of income. Auchmethie's long history can be seen in its buildings. Auchmethie School, the very lovely old church in Fountain Square, there's the building that was the hotel, an inn which has been there for 500 years, and Sir Walter Scott based his novel Antiquary on his experiences while staying at the hotel. It's also said that Robert Burns had breakfast there while looking at the unusual rock formations. Auchmethie stories are brought to life by the Heritage Arts Auchmethie residents once a year at the now famous Har Festival through reenactments and extensive archive. This festival is a culturally significant event that captures the life of local people and customs through the arts and storytelling. The area is lucky to have a plethora of talented visual and performance artists and resident writers in the village who contribute to this vibrant festival. The very popular Auchmethie Open Doors Arts Festival is now a firm favourite in the Angus calendar. For a flavour, I've asked Anne and the Har Group to give you a quick enactment of what life sounded like here.
Oh, I'm fair frozen. We've baited enough lines for the morning. Come on, I'm here hot smoky, dripping with fat for my teeth in it.
Oh, do you make it weary to eat in smokies?
Nah, never. It makes my mouth water every time I smell them cooking out of that barrel of tam Cargills right outside your window.
Fan, do you think the very first Cargills smoked a haddock? And who did he ken for to do with it?
Well, my granny said, Enacht, long, long time ago, Robbie Kelsher's house went on fire and his day's catch was hanging in the house waiting to be sold the next morning. And when they put out the fire, they found the fish still hanging from the loft beams. Oh, and it had a rare smell, so when they had a taste of it, it was bra. And that was it. The smoky was born.
Oh, well, you go, Jeannie. That's just an old wives' tale. My granny tell me that, Ian.
Well, my Ecky says it was the Vikings who showed us the way to preserve the fish by smoking it, like they did way back in that heathen place they came from.
Aye.
Hundreds of years ago.
Aye, anything though, it was I was Auchmethie that did the fish.
Aye.
Like that, long before they were doing it in the toon.
Neither can it that Arbroath smoky.
Aye, I will, but we ken better. no matter what they say.
You can't leave Auchmethie without a visit to the famous Button Ben restaurant. The smoky pancake is world-renowned and food critics come just to sample this, as it's not been recreated anywhere else the same. The menu offers a diverse range of fish and seafood dishes, which are homemade using recipes which have been passed down through generations. These dishes are prepared using the finest, fresh, local seasoned produce. Be sure to pre-book to avoid disappointment. I'll leave you there with that lip-smacking thought. Enjoy stop 5 of the Arbroath Smoky Trail here at Auchmethie. Until next time, goodbye.